face of radio's greatest era. Live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh?
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. I am not in a celebratory mood tonight. Normally, here on Saturday nights, we try to have a lot of fun for a lot of reasons. There would be news in the headlines this week that we could have a lot of fun with, but it is not a laughing evening tonight. As our brothers and sisters across the sea in our motherland are mourning tonight the death of what is now being reported by one British news source as 7 people with an additional 20 severely injured. We do not know the full extent of the damages as of yet for this evening. Welcome to Saturday night. It's Radio Night Live. It's Kevin McCullough. And we are on top of the story, top to bottom here. This London terror rampage broke out around 10.05 p.m. London time. That would have been in the 5 o'clock hour here on the East Coast. And what happened next, there's a series of disputing accounts, but they seem to all include some of the same elements. People around the London Bridge area reported hearing massive amounts of gunfire come about. Shortly thereafter, there appears to have been some sort of disturbance on the bridge itself, a van hitting several pedestrians on the bridge, then coming to a complete stop, and people getting out of that van with what were described as extremely long knives. Not long after that incident, there appeared to be another incident that took place in a pub region just across London Bridge, just the other side of the bridge from where the gunfire had been heard. And in that incident, there appears to have been a man that went into at least one eatery, brandished a knife, stabbed a woman, and then was harassed severely enough by the people that were in that eatery that he left. But there were evidently another 3 to 4 outside of that establishment with them, all described as, again, carrying these extremely long knives. This gang of 5 evidently was not initially, and I'm not sure of as of yet if they have been taken into custody, if any of them have been caught. The British police were very concerned about what appeared to be people that were at large, and they were making a larger and larger what they call a quadrant, a cordoned off area that seemed to be extending further and further away from the London Bridge area specifically. Joining me to discuss what some of this might mean is someone who has seen his share of terrorist attacks in his own city, as he was the police commissioner on the day that 9/11 took place here in New York City, and former police commissioner and former national security advisor to George W. Bush, as well as somebody that served in the Middle East, helping other countries try to get a handle on terrorism as it related to their own circumstances, is former police commissioner Bernie Carrick. Bernard Carrick, Bernie, welcome back. Kevin McCullough, thanks for being with us tonight.
Thanks, Kevin.
I know that you have sources that I don't, so I know that you're able to talk to people literally around the globe that wear the uniform. Tonight, British police have been severely tested, and they've had to do some pretty amazing things. As you're sitting there and observing what's going on and talking to your sources, what are you learning about not only how the attack unfolded, but what we know about it to date thus far?
Well, pretty much as you have reported it, that's what I'm getting. It's still early to, tag off the numbers on injuries and those dead. But this is another demonstration of this radical Islamic movement against the West. It's another demonstration that, these things are going to continue to happen, and we have to be prepared. I was talking to somebody earlier today and just in the past few days as a result of the Manchester attack, and I'm extremely concerned about some of these things because we continue to see events like this unfold, and the authorities come back and say, well, this person or these suspects were known to authorities.
Right.
The guy in Manchester was known to the authorities. The guy in Orlando was known to the authorities. The Boston bombers were known to the authorities. Guess what? It's time to say, if you're known to the authorities, we're going to stay on you and make sure that you don't go out and mass murder people. I think political correctness is killing us, literally. And I think the intelligence failures are hurting us.
Sure.
In Manchester, for example, you know, there were postings 4 and 5 hours prior to that event. Manchester Arena, with all the support of ISIS social media messages posted, that people should have picked up on. So I think tonight it'll be an interesting exercise to go back and look at what we knew and when, or what the British authorities knew and when.
Sure.
And how they dealt with it as it happened and before it happened.
Bernie, let's talk about a couple of the things that are starting to be made aware. First of all, the type of attack appears to be pretty rudimentary. A car, mm-hmm. and then a series of knives. Now, we've seen this attack profile in France, in what, where was it, Lille, in Berlin. We also saw it in... we saw the Ohio State attacker use this same type of technology. They're going low tech. What does that tell us about their ability to strike anywhere at any time?
Well, yeah, but Kevin, you have to realize that this is right out of the Al Qaeda training manual, the ISIS magazine, the Inspire magazine, some of the ISIS training catalogs. This is what they're promoting their people to do. Use a vehicle, use a bigger vehicle, take the people down, knife attacks, small weapons attacks, firearms, and a number of simultaneous attacks at one time. I predicted that you and I have talked about this for years.
Yeah.
That these things would eventually come. And tonight, I think this is an example of what happens. You know, if the information that we're getting is correct, they used the van to take the people down. You had suspects got out of the van and then basically began hacking the people that were hit. This is well coordinated, well thought out. It's going to be interesting to see how they, you know, how they plan this thing out as time goes on, and how many other people were involved. Not just at the scene, you know, funding, training, all of the stuff that goes with this, with these kinds of attacks.
They are saying the reports that we're getting, and I'm looking at one that's coming across the wires right now. Yahoo News is reporting that some people stabbed, some people's throats cut. This is a brutal imagery that they are trying to burn into the minds of Britoners tonight. And Bernie, from that standpoint, let me just back up to a bigger item. So far in the month of, in the observation of Ramadan this year, and this is there appears to be at least one outlet in London that is reporting that ISIS had a warning in their publication 2 days ago that another attack on London was imminent. If that turns out to be true, that makes this all that more ominous. But in the month of Ramadan, 149 dead so far this Ramadan season. We have seen ISIS on the offense in Egypt, in Europe, in all these different places. They are not resting. This is not a time where they're taking out to be religious and observant. This is a time they're using to attack.
Yeah, but Kevin, listen. This is what they've said they're going to do for years. That's why I continually say, anyone that's surprised by an attack like this, as soon as this stuff starts to break and people call me and, you know, they'll say, are you surprised? No, I'm not surprised. You have to be a complete moron if you're surprised. You've got to have had your head in the sand since 9/11.
Yeah.
If you're surprised. They continually say this is what they're going to do, this is why they're going to do it, how they're going to do it, where they're going to do it. There were promotional messages for the last 48 hours, 72 hours, since Manchester. They've been talking about a possible attack in London or in England, in the UK, a follow-up attack. So it's not like we don't know it's coming. And that is what makes the collection and dissemination of intelligence and the coordination of intelligence so important, especially here in the U.S., local, state, and federal authorities. We've got to be on our toes better than ever before to see if we can identify who these players are, where they're coming from. You know, keep in mind, the FBI has about 1,100 of these guys under surveillance right now. There's only 14,000 agents in the FBI.
Wow.
So it's extremely important for the local and state police to be involved in those surveillances to miss stuff like this.
Yeah, well, they you know, we just miss once, and they have a big win. We have to be perfect every time. Bernie Kerik, we're out of time for this segment. I so appreciate your insight. Thank you for joining us tonight, and thanks for being here. It's Kevin McCullough, Radio Night Live. We continue with live coverage of the terror attack in London. Do
Here's
not go away.
Here's microbiologist Dr. Kim O'Neill talking about balance of nature.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease. I don't take any supplementation, but I take Balance of Nature because I've seen it in my lab. I've seen the immune response increase. I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection, and I know that it works.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get two free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Having trouble sleeping? Then I want you to invest in the best sleep technology that's ever been invented. It's called a MyPillow. And why is it so good? Because the person that designed it, Mr. Mike Lindell, took everything that you hated about a pillow and took it out and put everything that you wanted in a pillow in. For instance, it's got patented fill. It'll stay in place all night long. It'll support your head the way you need to. Your common aches and pains when you wake up, no more. It has a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry it in your own washer dryer, and there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, if you get a Mike's 4-pack special, you'll get 40% off when you buy four pillows, two premium pillows and two go-anywheres, 40% off. But here's what you need to do. Call 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he says, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs, and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get two free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You wouldn't dare build a house or a building of any kind without a blueprint, and you shouldn't invest your money without a plan either. My friends at Landmark Capital specialize in tailor-made portfolios for each customer called your financial blueprint. Landmark Capital can show you how to diversify your portfolio and put some of it into physical precious metals, gold and silver, that help protect your portfolio in the ups and downs. And it also gives you the right to hold them in your IRA, in your possession, or your 401k. Taking physical possession today, it's 100% legal, and it's 100% doable right now. You probably have never seen this idea before, but you need to check it out. Get a free financial analysis called Your Financial Blueprint,
and find out how to put precious metals in your hands tax deductible. Their process is easy. Call the Landmark team at...
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys, of all the boys.
Live from New York, it's Kevin McCullough. Radio Night Live is the broadcast, and a much more somber note tonight than what we are normally under, where we try to usually take a laugh at the headlines. Tonight, no one's in a laughing mood as our motherland, the nation of Great Britain tonight is under attack. Another terrorist incident there just coming days after that incident in Manchester. And now, as a report is bubbling up, only 2 days following a warning that appeared in an ISIS newspaper, according to Bridget Johnson's reporting tonight. She said the latest issue of the Islamic State's weekly newspaper, Al-Nabah, released 2 days ago, warned that another terrorist attack in Britain was, quote, definitely coming. The Al-Nabah is a 16-page color newsletter distributed within ISIS territory, but it is also posted and distributed online via the usual ISIS medium, such as Telegram and social media. Britain said an article within the newsletter titled Blessed Battle of Manchester, A New Lesson for Tyrants, Crusader States, thought it was safe from the wounds of the Mujahideen. Protected by the sea, they have long relied on isolating themselves and thought their exit from the European Union would save them. A soldier from the Islamic State in Manchester, the article continued, has unleashed terror throughout their country. They rushed to spread the army in the cities, mobilizing police and security in the streets, which is inevitable and God willing. In the fear of a new attack, which is inevitable and God willing. So that was their assessment, that they were going to be launching a new attack. ISIS branded British security and vigilance across cities and towns as a costly, exhausting situation. As you can see, if you're watching on Biz TV, that's the approximate proximity of London Bridge, where the attack started, and the Borough Market, where more of the stabbings took place. That was where they entered some of the eateries, etc. What is a little bit confusing is that, according to some of the witnesses, even prior to the bridge incident, there was a rapid extended burst of gunfire at some point. The local hospitals in London have not reported any gunshot victims, but they have treated some stabbing victims thus far. Police were called to the scene immediately. They were, quick to cordon off the area. They kept extending that cordoning, and the reason that they did, at least as it appeared to my eyes, was that they did not have anyone in custody. And as best as I am able to see the wires as they are covering at this point in time, there is no one in custody, even though there was a gang of five that had initially launched this attack, as best as they can tell. What we are getting from British sources at this hour, the Sun newspaper is reporting that 7 are dead, 20 have been injured, and they are saying that there was heavy gunfire. Actually, this is the Telegraph that's now reporting that. There are people from Yahoo News that are reporting that throats were seen cut. ISIS warned in advance. And according to some that were in the Borough Market, some heard the cry that this is for Allah, and this is coming according to the London Telegraph. In fact, let me give you now the latest of what they are saying. This is just coming across. An attacker stabbed a girl and said, "This is for Allah." One eyewitness named only as Gerard told the BBC, "I saw a person laying on the floor saying he'd been stabbed. I saw these three Muslim guys run up and start stabbing this girl. They attacked her and stabbed another guy. They started running up the road, stabbed the bouncer at the tavern. I was throwing bottles at them, pint glasses, stools, chairs, but I was defenseless. They were running up saying, 'This is for Allah, Allah.' They stabbed this girl maybe 10, 15 times. She was saying, 'Help me, help me, help me.'" I'm reading this as I'm seeing it for the first time. An innocent girl saying nothing more than "help me" as these jackweeds take their knives out
and repeatedly stab her 10 to 15 times. One of the witnesses claimed he hit one of the attackers on the back of the head by throwing things at him and was chased, escaped unharmed, according to the Telegraph's latest update. John Stokes, a London bus tour guide, said he counted 8 people laying in the road or pavement receiving medical treatment on the bridge itself. He had just arrived on the scene with a bus full of tourists moments after the attack, initially thinking it was a one-off traffic accident before seeing the number of casualties. After the police arrived, he said an officer banged on the bus door and told everyone on the bus to run towards the monument. All the tourists on our bus ran for the lot for our lives, so said the bus driver. The attack started around 10:05 p.m. local London time. That would have been about 5 after 5 in New York. And the sequence, as best we understand it, a series of gunshots was heard, an extended series of gunshots was heard, according to some of the witnesses. Then the incident on the bridge appears to have taken place where they were driving a van and hitting people on purpose. They then, at least 3 of them, exited the van, and as many as 5 were spotted outside of one of the eateries in the Borough Market, which is where the second round of attacks appeared to have taken place. Okay, my phone lines are open at 888-340-3373. I was not planning on talking about this, obviously, tonight. I was intending and had intended to talk about Kathy Griffin holding up the beheaded head of a president and why she now claims that she's a victim. See, it's what I can't fathom about the left. Oh, and by the way, other jackweeds like Alec Baldwin and others have come to her aid now, saying that she can have some sort of future in the days to come. It is exactly this type of irreverence for what happened in Manchester and is happening tonight in London by those very people like Kathy Griffin that make all the rest of us that much more vulnerable and endangered. This idea that it's even something to joke about is something that fundamentally demonstrates a lack of understanding of right and wrong, good and evil, and what the threat really is. And friends, I will guarantee you there are dozens of people tonight in London, family members of these victims and of the injured, that do not think that this is funny, that do not think rolling ISIS style, especially if they announced within a couple of days ahead of time that this was their intent. There's no getting down with this and having a laugh over it. So when Kathy Griffin said, after seeing the picture but before posting it, that maybe she should move to Mexico, maybe she should. Or better yet, how about ISIS territory? How about Kathy go move and live where they are? She's a new hero of theirs now anyway. Kevin McCullough, it's a breaking news night. We will be back with all the latest as we hope that you will continue with us here on Radio Night Live, live coverage of the London terror attacks as we continue.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I'm telling you right now, it's awesome. I was trying to get my blood pressure regulated, okay? And like after 3 days of taking this thing, my blood pressure went back down to normal. I am ecstatic. I am so happy with this stuff. It is my savior.
This was the first summer that I have not had to have a steroid shot to help me to breathe.
The reason why I'm taking it because I've got Hep C. Once I began taking your stuff, it took a few months. But believe it or not, my liver enzymes are way down and it's normal now. It works.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get two free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life, but I should have ordered it like 15 years ago.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Are you in the market for an engagement ring or a wedding band? If you are, there is only one place that I want you to know about, because it is the most honest place. It is the most reputable place. It is the best place you can go to find that special piece of jewelry for that special occasion that means so very much. It is my friend Anu, and she operates Lord's Diamonds. You've heard me talk about her over the years, and literally thousands of listeners to my broadcast have found what I mean. She works with people on any budget. She finds you the perfect diamond for the perfect occasion within that budget, and she will do it the same way for you that she's done for everyone else. The best customer service, the best you can find when it comes to finding high-quality diamonds. 888-868-1681. No budget too small, no budget too big. Call Anu right now. 888-868-1681.
I have actually been on Balance of Nature for a year now. I have MS, and I recently had an MRI. This is the first year that I've had a stable MRI, so I'm thrilled. When I have an MRI with MS, usually there are glowing spots that come through, which is damage on the nerves in my brain and my spinal cord. And when they're glowing, it means they're active. And then my last MRI, they pulled it up, and I honestly couldn't believe that it was my MRI. There was nothing glowing. And in fact, the dark spots were shrinking. They were healing. And the doctor actually said to me, "I think we're in remission." I was so happy. I had no idea that that could be my reality.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get two free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Having trouble sleeping? Then I want you to invest in the best sleep technology that's ever been invented. It's called a MyPillow. And why is it so good? Because the person that designed it, Mr. Mike Lindell, took everything that you hated about a pillow and took it out and put everything that you wanted in a pillow in. For instance, it's got patented fill. It'll stay in place all night long. It'll support your head the way you need to. Your common aches and pains when you wake up, no more. It has a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry it in your own washer dryer, and there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, if you get a Mike's 4-pack special, you'll get 40% off when you buy four pillows, two premium pillows and two go-anywheres, 40% off. But here's what you need to do. Call 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641.
Kevin McCullough live from New York. We are not in a celebratory or a humorous mood tonight. We are angry. I am angry. I just read the report of how one of the attackers stabbed an innocent girl in London tonight. 10, 15 times while she screamed, "Help me, help me." Three of them. Three of these spawn of Satan plunging their daggers into this innocent girl who had never done anything to them. Their piggish disrespect for humanity, because they believe that in some way Allah is pleased from this kind of stupidity. The mayor of London has now issued a tweet. You may know that the mayor of London is Muslim. Trump's ignorant view of Islam could make both our countries less safe. It risks alienating Muslims. London has proved him wrong. That was a while back, I guess. Yeah, I guess London did prove Mr. Trump wrong. Mr. Trump has tweeted tonight a few times. One in hardcore advocacy of the travel ban, saying that now we need it
more than ever before. He says, whatever the United States can do to help out London, the UK, we will be there. We are with you. God bless. We need to be smart, vigilant, and tough. We need the courts to give us back our rights. We need the travel ban as an extra level of safety. 72,000 people have liked that. It's been up for a couple of hours. It's a disturbing reality tonight, because what you're seeing on the television screen and what you're hearing from us tonight is where any and all of us could end up being given the right place and the right time. And it's frustrating. It is really frustrating. The coverage continues. If you're just joining us, 7 dead, 20 injured. That's what the Sun newspaper out of London is reporting. And the there are more statistics to come, and we will bring them to you as we go through the evening. Let me get back to something else that happened today in New York City today, because the Trump administration did ratchet up the court case on the travel ban from the appellate level to the Supreme Court this last week. And they're going to make the argument that it's necessary to take time to get to know who we're letting into the country before we let them in. That inconveniencing law-abiding citizens a little bit is better than allowing illegal people that have willful intent to come here and to destroy and to hurt to come in and to do those things. I think that's a powerful argument. I don't know, when you look at your TV screen and you see Manchester and you see London and you see the carnage, I don't understand why it's such a problem to say it's good to get to know who's coming here. But today in New York City, Muslims, led in part by one Linda Sarsour. We talked about her a few weeks ago. She is the radical terrorist who wants to rip out women's vaginas if they disagree with her on the role of Islam in the life of a woman. She has actually said that certain celebrity and former Muslim women should have that done to them against their will for disrespecting her and her prophet. See, when you have people jumping out of vans, plunging knives into innocent women, and the woman who's dying says, help me, help me, help me. And you have a woman here who says that we should rip out the female identity of a woman because she doesn't adhere to Islam. Seems to me that we should start taking this very seriously. I'm not arguing that all Muslims have a desire to do this, not by a long shot. But if all of this behavior and all of this activity is coming from one corner of the globe, it might be worth it for us to take a real close look at who's in that corner before we let them come to our corner. Am I wrong about that? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. But Muslims held an iftar outside of Trump Tower in New York City. Now, the president was nowhere near Trump Tower. But they basically shut down an entire street so that they could pray at the Trump building. That was the purpose of why they were there. If you're just joining us, we're giving you continuing coverage of what's going on in London. 7 dead and 20 injured. More details as they occur throughout the evening. We'll give you the very, very latest, and we are running ahead of some of the national news networks on some of what we're able to report to you, and we're glad to be able to do that tonight. Kevin McCullough, thank you for being with us. This is Radio Night Live. Hi, Kevin McCullough. My friend Rosalie had severe back pain, but she couldn't find a solution in the medical world. She was on disability. She couldn't drive, sleep, or sit without the pain. And being a nurse and a woman of God, an idea came to her. Most back braces are designed to compress the spine, and sometimes that intensifies the pain, fails to relieve any back pain, but not her zero compression back brace. Its unique design maintains proper posture and helps you achieve that while you drive, sleep, sit, swim, or exercise. It's the zero compression back brace, and it relieves back pain instantly.
It's designed for women, men, pregnant women, and the price for the relief is affordable. Only $49.95 when most other products start around $100. Zero compression back brace, only $49.95. Learn more, see testimonials, endallbackpain.com. That's endallbackpain.com. It will help relieve your back pain immediately. Endallbackpain.com. That's endallbackpain.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want to tell you about a new organic beverage that you are just going to love. It's got succulent fruits, natural flavors. They're all healthy for you. Did I say the word healthy? All natural? Makes sense, right? It's called Limation. It's a dream for lovers of true organic beverages who want great taste and quality. There's zero preservatives, dyes, chemicals, nothing in it that's not natural, wholesome goodness in every sip. Founded in 2014 by Charmaine DaCosta, who's been a guest on my show, Limation created to give people a refreshing alternative to those traditional beverages. It's an energizer for your mind, body, and soul, and it's got amazing flavors. Heavenly lavender, exotic passion fruit, delicious watermelons. Raining my mouth just thinking about it right now. Get Limation in stores, but also take advantage of the special opportunity to get Limation sent to you door to door. Go to mylimation.com. That's L-I-M-A-T-I-O-N, mylimation.com.
Here's microbiologist Dr. Kim O'Neill talking about Balance of Nature.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease. I don't take any supplementation, but I take Balance of Nature because I've seen it in my lab. I've seen the immune response increase. I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection, and I know that it works.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get two free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Having trouble sleeping? Then I want you to invest in the best sleep technology that's ever been invented. It's called a MyPillow. And why is it so good? Because the person that designed it, Mr. Mike Lindell, took everything that you hated about a pillow and took it out and put everything that you wanted in a pillow in. For instance, it's got patented fill. It'll stay in place all night long. It'll support your head the way you need to. Your common aches and pains when you wake up, no more. It has a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry it in your own washer dryer, and there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, if you get a Mike's 4-pack special, you'll get 40% off when you buy four pillows, two premium pillows and two go-anywheres, 40% off. But here's what you need to do. Call 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641.
We are much more celebratory. There's a live look at New York Times Square. It's amazing how when something like this goes down, the rest of life for many, many people just continues to go on. And to be candid, it caught the American news cycle a little bit off kilter. There's not a ton of people that are always tuned into the news on the weekend. And so as you're out for your evening, you may just be hearing us for the first time telling you, Kevin McCullough telling you, as we are reporting on a massive terror attack in London today, around 5.05 p.m. New York time, 10.05 p.m. Eastern, I'm sorry, London time, 10.05 p.m. London time. There were a series of incidents, as best as we've been able to piece it together, that took place in the city of London and started somewhere around the London Bridge. At that time, there were eyewitnesses that heard things that they at first thought were fireworks and then realized there were no flashes in the sky, but actual gunshots taking place somewhere near the bridge. One eyewitness said there was an extended amount of gunfire that went off, and that in that extended amount of gunfire, they knew that something was not right, because it wasn't even just a shot or two. It was
many, many minutes worth of gunfire is what they described as. The hospitals that we have heard from tonight are they have not reported gunshot injuries. At least we don't believe so. Now, there's been 20 people or so that have been taken to six area hospitals. There are also, according to the Sun UK newspaper, seven dead from tonight's terror activities. After the gunfire, the next thing that we believe pieced together in the timeline was that a van on the London Bridge began to ram people, you know, individual pedestrians, and that in that hit several, got out, the van stopped, a minimum of three, but we think closer to five men got out and began to do a number of things, stabbing individuals, etc. They made their way, we believe, from London Bridge at that point towards the Borough Market. And Nick, if for the TV viewers tonight, if you go back to the map just for a second, you can see that the London Bridge is not far removed from Borough Market. In fact, a lot of times people believe that they're one in the same area in the city, so they don't even really a lot of times make that distinction. But it is a little bit of a distance if you're on foot. And somehow those guys ended up from the bridge over in the Borough Market and then entered different eateries, at which point different people were stabbed. One eyewitness reported to the London Telegraph, and this eyewitness only went by the name of Gerard, told the BBC, rather, as reported by the Telegraph, that he witnessed one of these stabbings in which a girl was stabbed 10 to 15 times while screaming, "Help me, help me." Others said that as the attackers were doing this, they were running up and saying, "This is for Allah," and stabbing people following that announcement. Another report tonight coming from the UK and being repeated by PJ Media and Bridget Johnson in particular is that in the ISIS newspaper, Al Nabah, which is a 16-page newspaper, that 2 days ago, they predicted that another attack in London was imminent and that it was about to occur. So I'm willing to take your calls tonight. I'm having trouble with my my screen here, guys. So if you can let me know if we've got a caller. Do we have a caller on line two? And I don't know the caller's name. Frank? Who's on line two? Let's go to Walt in Pennsylvania. Walt, you're up first with Kevin McCullough tonight. Hi.
Hi, Kevin. Kevin, once again, it's a sad night. And Kevin, with deference to you, I know that you're a born-again Christian, and I myself was born and raised as a Roman Catholic. But as you know, Kevin, I've inevitably become an atheist, agnostic, and Kevin, all I can say is the real enemy is ignorance, Kevin. Sadly, these Islamists are living in the Dark Ages. They are where the Judeo-Christians were during the Dark Ages when they took they interpreted the books of Leviticus and Deuteronomy literally, and consequently, Kevin.
All right, well, I'm sorry. I'm just not in the mood. I'm not in the mood to dog the New Testament. I mean, the Old Testament tonight. It's just not. Thank you for the call. That's not the point of tonight we are dealing with evil, not ignorance. This is evil. This is not a not knowing, which is what ignorance is. This is evil. Let's go to line three. David is calling from San Francisco. David, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough. Hi.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Kevin. You know, you're familiar with the famous old book, Rise and Fall of Rome?
I've heard of it. Yes,
what, a couple of hundred years ago. If you only read the first paragraphs, actually, they describe that Rome fell basically because of paranoia. It didn't fall because of failure of leadership or something like that. It actually fell more from paranoia and, on a side note, cheapness. So they had conquered so much that they had too much to protect, and so they started hiring mercenaries, and then those mercenaries.
David,
please
get to some sort of point that connects to what we're dealing with in the sorrow out of Britain tonight. I beg of you.
Well, you don't, you forgot history, you're doomed to repeat it, right?
Okay, so who's Rome in your analogy? Who is the Rome in your analogy? The West?
Yes, although what it really is...
So we've earned what we're seeing tonight. You're saying we've earned.
I'm not saying we earned it. I'm saying that the people who, in the big picture, if the terrorists are ISIS and the terrorists are Al-Qaeda, then we are in a problem that our military supplies keep ending up in the hands of ISIS and keep ending up in the hands of Al-Qaeda. Somebody on the inside is feeding ISIS with U.S. weapons. Somebody on the inside is feeding Al-Qaeda with U.S. weapons, and now those mercenaries are not getting paid, and they're coming back to bite us. They want to get their money. And this is why I raise ancient Rome, because the Huns were the mercenaries.
Okay, I got you. David, thanks for the call. I got what you're saying. And here's the thing. There's some truth to what you said. Because when Obama took us out of Iraq, he told us to leave our stuff there. And when he took our guys out of Yemen, he told them to leave their stuff there. And it is that stuff that Al-Qaeda is using in Yemen and that ISIS picked up in Iraq and Syria. You're exactly right. But what do we do now? I mean, thanks for the historical lesson. Appreciate it.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office and he says, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get 2 free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You wouldn't dare build a house or a building of any kind without a blueprint, and you shouldn't invest your money without a plan either. My friends at Landmark Capital specialize in tailor-made portfolios for each customer called your financial blueprint. Landmark Capital can show you how to diversify your portfolio and put some of it into physical precious metals, gold and silver, that help protect your portfolio in the ups and downs. And it also gives you the right to hold them in your IRA, in your possession, or your 401k. Taking physical possession today, it's 100% legal, and it's 100% doable right now. You probably have never seen this idea before, but you need to check it out. Get a free financial analysis called Your Financial Blueprint and find out how to put precious metals in your hands tax deductible. Their process is easy. Call the Landmark team at 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I'm telling you right now, it's awesome. I was trying to get my blood pressure regulated, okay? And like after 3 days of taking this thing, my blood pressure went back down to normal. I am ecstatic. I am so happy with this stuff. It is my savior.
This was the first summer that I have not had to have a steroid shot to help me to breathe.
The reason why I'm taking it, because I've got Hep C. Once I began taking your stuff, it took a few months. But believe it or not, my liver enzymes are way down, and it's normal now. It works.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get 2 free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life, but I should have ordered it like 15 years ago.
Tonight, right now, the London police are urging the public to remain calm, vigilant, and astute as they respond to these two incidents that took place in London. The most disturbing part of all of this, I think, for me, besides just the sheer evil that it takes to do something like this, is that It's been this long after this attack with this many eyewitnesses, and there is no real clue where these guys are. And that's part of the problem that London has brought upon itself. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. It's Radio Night Live. It's a very somber edition of the show tonight. The Sun newspaper for tomorrow has already published its front page, Terror on London Bridge. Seven killed, dozens injured in a 50-mile-per-hour van and knife horror. That's the first time I have seen or had a news outlet confirm the approximate speed or anticipated speed of the vehicle. If that was in fact the case, then this was an even a bigger shock for people than I think they might have understood. But gunfire, stabbings, and a vehicle. It's really a low-tech process when you think about it. And we are monitoring the Sky News Network out of London tonight for additional live coverage as they are continuing to cover it. But we know that at least 20 injured have ended up in hospitals, multiple places now reporting seven dead. And this is just a couple of days before the London election, the elections for Britain, rather, for the prime minister. In fact, Theresa May was out on the campaign trail tonight, had to come back to 10 Downing Street to deal with this. And this is something that, you know, it's almost impossible to defend against because you have so many people in London that have been so poorly vetted that unless you are running all kinds of surveillance on people in advance, you cannot anticipate this. And this is the occasion in which then President Trump has taken to his Twitter feed and said, we absolutely need the travel ban. We need the travel ban as an extra level of safety, is what he tweeted earlier tonight. Do you agree or disagree as you're seeing these pictures from London, as you're hearing the fact that an innocent woman was stabbed 10 to 15 times while these guys with knives, huge knives, just continued their assault upon her while she screamed, help me, help me, help me. It's just unbelievable. I want to say thank you to the good people of Balance of Nature. Dr. Howard is so generous. He wants to give you 2 free months worth of the fruits and veggie supplements that have totally changed my life. They cured me of the flu a few weeks ago in faster time than I've ever gotten over anything using antibiotics or antivirals. And I got to tell you, I will take these things now forever. But if you call tonight, he is going to extend that offer to you. Get the details, 2 free months worth of fruits and vegetables from Balance of Nature when you call and find out how it works. 800-246-8751. Use my promo code KMC when you call. 800-246-8751. You get 10 whole servings of fruits and vegetables in every dose. 800-246-8751. My promo code KMC. And they are helping us make this coverage available and offer it to you tonight. And we will continue with our coverage, Terror in London, with Seth and Bethany Mandel when we continue. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Are you in the market for an engagement ring or a wedding band? If you are, there is only one place that I want you to know about because it is the most honest place. It is the most reputable place. It is the best place you can go to find that special piece of jewelry for that special occasion that means so very much. It is my friend Anu, and she operates Lord's Diamonds. You've heard me talk about her over the years, and literally thousands of listeners to my broadcast have found what I mean. She works with people on any budget. She finds you the perfect diamond for the perfect occasion within that budget, and she will do it the same way for you that she's done for everyone else. The best customer service, the best you can find when it comes to finding high-quality diamonds. 888-868-1681. No budget too small, no budget too big. Call Anu right now. 888-868-1681. That's 888-868-1681.
I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. Hey, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot. I'm gonna get a scholarship to King's College. I probably shouldn't brag, but dag, I'm amazed and astonished. The